So I spoke to Darren yesterday, and the situation was amazing. We said, you turn up and get told to go home at times. You've been, it's like United Airlines. Sorry, boys, we're dragging you off the plane.
Yeah, pretty much. The freight takes priority. But in our case, last night we were told sort of well and truly before we left Ballarat that there was only room for two. So we had to make the decision. Obviously, Articus is a stallion, and so we bought the Gelding Star exhibit with him, and hopefully Amelia's Dream can Edna and Ullman get on tonight.
All right, so if they get on tonight, what time will they arrive in Brizzy?
Same. I was touched down here by quarter past four this morning and across the Lamb Birchley stable within 10 minutes. So hopefully, as I say, this time tomorrow, hopefully we're having this conversation and all five are here.
Now, you had a rough trot the other day with the horses that floated up, El Divino and Sabug. They were pretty crook. How are they going now?
They're both okay. Clinically, they're pretty good. They're out at Billy Healy's. Bill and Dale Healy's at Glasshouse Fountains, but their blood profiles still aren't 100%. So they're, you know, as far as being out of the woods, that's all good. They're certainly going to survive, but they're both very sick horses, and it's definitely an end to their immediate preparations.
Now, Jared, look, every parent's probably had a kid that gets car sick, gets travel sick, and you see the symptoms with them. With a horse, what do they display? How do you realise that they're crook from travel sick?
It's more obviously as soon as we've seen both the stallions, their demeanour was completely different to what we've seen at home. They're quite doughy, sort of just standing, just generally sick horses, like they had a gut ache, and then the rise in temperature was the major concern, and then on ultrasound the fluid and muck on their lungs and the bit of mucus and that down their throats on scope, so which then is, you know, left untreated can develop into ammonia. Mm. So we're not looking down that barrel at the moment, but they're in good hands and good veterinary care and everything's good.
So often they do require, for people listening at the moment, thinking, by gee, I never thought animals would get travel sick. For people listening, they often do need medication to prevent things like pneumonia kicking in and whatever.
Obviously, which caused about their immediate scratching from the 10,000 was they need a pain relief. So that's obviously... anti-inflammatories, which has got the race withhold, and then since then they've been on strong antibiotics, which puts an end to their immediate preparations.
Well, look, we wish you luck. Have you got any hair left? You must tear it out at sometimes, wouldn't you?
You get used to it. We're used to it now. Like this, it was only 18 months or 2 years ago that Lucky Hustler and Mahuta, they were actually on the plane ready to go, and there was engine trouble, so... When you're flying with Austin, you've got engine problems, you prefer be heading back to Ballarat and take two the next night. So when you got horses, you got problems. So that happens all the time.
All right. Now, listen, finally, there are a lot of us listening at the moment who are probably going to have a little interest on the weekend, Jared. Which should we be on?
Well, I'm going to say Amelia Star, but she's not here yet. So, it's hard to split these two. They're both in really good order. They both felt terrific on the track this morning, and... they'll represent the stable very well on Saturday.
Well, look, appreciate your time. Good luck. Good luck getting the others up there, and let's hope it's a fantastic day Saturday for the Weir Camp.
No worries at all. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Jared. Jared McLean there. They've got two there. They've got to get Amelia Star, Canedna, and Ullman. Hopefully they will go sometime tonight. Articus and Star Exhibitor there, so they're hoping tonight they can get the other three on it. It's quite bizarre, isn't it? Just sit there, no, more cargo going, you're off. But I would have thought as a paying punter, you'd be on. Anyway.